The baseball insider, Andy Carboni, is joining us here on MSONewsSports.com. Andy, welcome.
Happy to be here once again, Bill, as usual.
Andy, we are in February. February means spring training is really close. How close is it? And I also know that the moving van that we've talked so much about has departed.
Yes, it's officially en route. It left Monday morning from Fenway. So, yes, that means that obviously spring training right around the corner. Pitchers and catchers report for their first workout on February 18th at JetBlue Park. The first full squad workout Monday the 22nd. The first spring training game is set for February 27th. That's a Saturday against the Pirates at JetBlue Park.
Mm-hmm. And we do have a list, by the way, of the of some of the stuff that's in the van on the website here down below the podcast. If folks are interested as to what is in the van, I mean, it's not like bureaus and beds and stuff like that that the players need to sleep on. You know, they've got those in the hotels, I guess. But whatever. All right, now let's move on. What do we know about what's the latest Red Sox news from Fenway?
Well, Sox CEO Sam Kennedy said he's hopeful fans will be allowed to attend games in Fenway by opening day, and the Red Sox will allow about 2,400 fans to attend spring training games at JetBlue Park. So there will be some Red Sox fans in attendance at some home games this year, it looks like, whether you're down in Florida or potentially back here in Boston.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope they do allow some fans to get into the ballpark. Player notes, Andy?
Well, one little bit of a rumor, if you will, at this point. Sox close to signing 32-year-old Japanese reliever Hirokazu Sobozama. He has a 2.77 ERA in 9 seasons in the Nippon Professional Baseball League, so that's still something that's being worked on. We'll have to see if that's going to be something official by the next time we talk, but obviously another arm for that bullpen or that pitching staff, where we don't know many of those names anyway, so we could just chalk that up for another one.
We got it. But, man, I'm impressed with your pronunciation. Nice job.
Well, I'm not sure if that was correct.
Man, you pulled it off, though. Man, you pulled that off, though. What else do we have here? Are we ready to look at what's on Nesson already here?
Yes, the Red Sox have been kind of quiet this week, so Red Sox Classics takes to the forefront, of course, with the truck getting loaded up. They couldn't do much else other than pack up the bus and get ready to go. So on Nesson Plus today, it's the best of Manny Ramirez. First pitch comes your way at 3 o'clock, a game from June 5th of 2008. Manny goes 2-for-3, a home run, drives in 5 runs, and a 7-1 win over the Rays at Fenway.
Nesson being Nesson. Manny doesn't do anything outlandish or whatever, right, in that game, no.
I don't think so. I think it's just a strictly baseball-related performance, nothing off the field that gets you all wound up.
I would like to see those other moments, though, I think, maybe. But anyways, Major League Baseball news. Although the Red Sox may be quiet, I got to think there's some things going on around Major League Baseball.
Yep, other teams have been busy since last we spoke, and the big news by the Dodgers, they've signed pitcher Trevor Bauer to a 3-year, $102 million contract. So Bauer gets $40 million to pitch this year, $45 million next year. Those are the two highest salaries per year in MLB history. Bauer also has an opt-out clause after each of the first 2 years. I can't see him opting out of either of those two contracts because I personally can't see another team paying him more than $40 or $45 million going forward. So, I wouldn't think that Trevor Bauer would have the biggest contract in baseball history per season, but I guess that's the case. I think Sandy Koufax is banging his head off the wall at this point, but it's amazing when these numbers get thrown out there. The Braves have signed outfielder Marcelo Ozuna to a 4-year, $64 million contract. Cardinals re-signed catcher Yadier Molina to a 1-year, $9 million deal. This will be Molina's 18th year with the Redbirds. And the Angels have signed pitcher-designated hitter Shohei Ohtani to a 2-year, $8.5 million contract.
Yeah, 1 year, $9 million looks reasonable compared to Trevor Bauer.
That's some spare change getting thrown around, it seems.
Oh, man, you're right. Why would you opt out of an opportunity for $45 million a year? Now, yeah, maybe not. You know, who knows?
Just unbelievable. And then watching spring training, he'll blow out his elbow and need Tommy John surgery, and he won't pitch this year and most of the next and get all that money.
Yikes. All right. So what else do we know? What else should we know about Major League Baseball news?
Well, Major League Baseball and the Players Union have agreed to some protocols for the upcoming season. 7-inning doubleheaders stay in place, along with starting extra innings with a runner on second base, but the DH will not be used in the National League. Major League Baseball also deadening the baseballs in 2021 to try to cut down on the record home run totals. Now, the number of teams storing baseball in humidors will be doubling from 5 to 10, and I didn't know this, but the Red Sox are one of the teams out there that use a humidor to try to make the baseballs a little less lively.
Is that right? A humidor? It would seem to me that you'd have to do it all. Everybody would have to do the same thing.
Yeah, I don't understand why it's not it's either one or all or none type of thing. I know the Rockies were the first team that started this, obviously playing in the thin air out in Colorado. They were using a humidor as soon as they got into Major League Baseball as a franchise. Then over the years, some other teams started to do so. Recently, Arizona Diamondbacks were the next team up to end up doing that. And now we're up to 10 teams. So we'll see if that progresses going forward.
All right. What else, Andy?
Well, wrapping things up, they've added some more COVID-19 health and safety protocols for the upcoming season. All 30 teams required to submit their own COVID action plan, have designated personnel who will oversee and enforce compliance. All players must undergo a mandatory 5-day at-home quarantine and test negative prior to reporting to spring training. Anyone testing positive must isolate for 10 days before they are cleared to return to the team, and then anyone considered in close contact faces a mandatory 7-day quarantine and a negative test before return.
You know, Andy, I do think a big question, and I think it's still out there. I don't have any inside information, but about the fans being allowed in Fenway Park, I still don't know. I mean, you know, I think situations are different in Florida, you know, as far as rules and regulations than they are, say, in Massachusetts.
Well, that they are, and it's obviously going to come down to the governor, and it's going to come down to the mayor of Boston to determine if they're going to allow fans back in Fenway. So the Red Sox can say they want to have fans in by opening day. I'm not a betting man, Bill, but if I was, I would say there would not be any fans in Fenway by opening day. I'd say you'd be fortunate if you start seeing fans in Fenway by, you know, midsummer at the earliest. So we'll have to see how that all plays out. But obviously other states have other rules, so you will see fans at games and other locations when you do watch the local nine starting pretty soon.
But I do think moving forward, I mean, opening day, not 2 months away, but you know, month and a half, month and three quarters away, basically. And, you know, you could socially distance a couple of thousand fans in a ballpark like that, no problem, I think. So they really should have some fans.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, obviously, yes, that'll be the protocol going forward as they allow fans into the building. It'll be on reduced capacity and social distancing and that type of thing. You won't be seeing 35,000 fans in Fenway for some time to come.
Jeez, imagine going to a game, being able to pull up, park,
go right in. You don't have to worry about concession lines and bathroom lines and all that type of thing. It'd be easy to move around, not getting bumped in the aisles and all this and that. So,
jeez, how much will a beer cost if they only have like 2,500 fans in there, Andy?
I think a beer will probably be up to $50 at least a pop to start things off.
Exactly. You got to make it up somehow. All right, Andy, anything else to share with us?
Well, it's just an exciting time as obviously spring training is, you know, about a week away, and, you know, be able to watch the updates on the news from Fenway, what's going on, and then games to listen to on the radio and some on TV, and things will feel somewhat normal again for baseball fans going forward.
You got it, and that is it. There he is, our baseball insider, Andy Carbone. I'm Bill Newell here on MSONewsSports.com.